American at a time. Last time to grab the headlines. Coming out of the desert in Arizona, the 20th debate for the Republicans. Barack Obama, the president, was asked what would he be doing while the Republicans were debating, and he said anything but watching what's happening. So his people sit on the sidelines, and trust me, they're paying attention to what was happening. But it was the major themes that we've heard throughout these debates that were dropped in, whether it was jobs, something to do with taxes, the economy, all of that wrapped in, including immigration and a few other new nuggets. Gas prices again, because that's come in and out whenever the prices shoot up, and the prices have been shooting up. People are concerned. Whatever the buzz is what the conversation is when the debates happen. This was on CNN, and as I mentioned, it was in Mesa, Arizona. Arizona and Michigan next Tuesday, the primaries. Big one for Mitt Romney. If he dumps Michigan, initially I thought, well, and I heard this from his own people on the side, well, you know, there's all these other delegates. But how badly does that look when he can't take Michigan if, in fact, Rick Santorum ends up winning it? So who do you think won the election? And was this one of the better ones? It was strange because they were seated, and that, of course, was a ploy by CNN. Let's sit them down. Maybe one of them will knock the other over in his chair. Can you imagine? Just lose a temper. Boom, you're out of here. Why do you keep shoving earmarks in my face? Why do you keep saying for five times I voted to increase the debt limit? So if you want to throw in your two cents as we mix it up politically, and we're going to go in a few other directions as well. We can count numbers of all sorts coming up a little bit later. And we're going to talk about this in For Your Health, this crazy new thing that they're doing for cellulite. I say it's crazy. It's not totally crazy. It was approved by the FDA just at the end of January. So when you go to the pool, because it's really tough for us women. I mean, you could have the best shape. I'm telling you, darn it, cellulite just gets in there, just maybe even just a little bit. So the FDA approves something that really does take the cellulite just right out of the key areas, guys, the key areas. Man, it's easier to be a man, I'm telling you. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
This is to Jay in Tennessee, was it?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, I'm sorry. Jay, we are going there about that email. I have to believe it is sarcasm. Nobody can believe Obama is, quote, the man, unquote. I thought, oh, no, he's got sardonic humor going.
The man.
So, yeah. He doesn't even qualify for adolescence.
Touche, and he had a good comeback.
But anyway, I swear, and I'm so right behind you, Kate. When you start the third party, I'm in there with you.
Because I'm ready.
I sat here tonight thinking Republicans have become so constipated, they cannot get beyond Romney, Gingrich, or Santorum. Honest to God, it's like, do you people have imagination? You people read beyond what the liberal media is pumping out for you? Do you even think for yourselves? And I have gone over about 20 blogs today, big ones, and various newspaper blogs. And everybody's talking Ron Paul. So why isn't this out in the front? And I kid you not, I was on one blog. I was about 400 into the comments. And I'm like, nobody's wanting Romney, and everybody was pro-Ron Paul. This was just, I want to say it was the Washington Times.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, absolutely.
But why isn't this getting out? And a comment about the military is not behind Ron Paul. The hell they're not. The majority of military members are 100% for Ron Paul. The majority. those that are going for him, are so behind him. And I'm like, are you people listening?
No, because he's not the establishment guy. He's not who's being propped up. You're right. It's very strange.
Well, it's starting to make me really sick at my stomach. I'm getting stomach cramps.
Right,
gotcha. And we have how many more months of this? I want a third party. That's all I have to say.
I love that. Izzy votes for the third party. Thank you, lady. All right. Yeah, that's the frustration. It bubbles over because I said the same thing. In all honesty, so many places I've gone, I see these signs, anybody but Romney. Now you have Governor Chris Christie, who endorses him, endorses Romney. And we've had people on the show, Patrick McHenry, the congressman from North Carolina, endorses him. Bill Heisinger, the congressman out of Michigan, endorses him. And these are just your second shelf people, but except for Christie, but there have been others, including the crazy Donald Trump, who wants the headlines and gets the headlines, but a slew of others who were going for Romney. Babe Buchanan and I had a conversation, and she said, oh, Mitt Romney's a guy, definitely, absolutely, and went through a whole myriad of reasons as why he was the most Reagan-esque. And I think this is going to blow up in their faces. The everyday guy, I mean, I'm not saying every person in America, but a lot of people in America don't want to see Mitt Romney get that nomination, but yet he's still, I mean, his rallies are jammed. Are they planted? His rallies are jammed, and people certainly come out and support him, just like so many people come out and support Ron Paul. What's amazing about Ron Paul is Mitt Romney's the big check guy, who gets companies to write million-dollar checks thanks to the Supreme Court, you know, the whole law, obviously, the super PACs and whatnot. So he does that while Ron Paul does these money bombs, and most of those people are very nickel and dime small, but so many want to help Ron Paul that $5 here and $5 there really adds up. He raised just recently over $1 million in one day. Whew. That's a lot of clams, to be sure. All right, it's all about Congress and creating stuff, jobs, corporate taxes. Jay Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, talked about that corporate tax that Obama's produced all of a sudden. Take a listen.
He's very supportive of this proposal and hopes that Congress will see in this an opportunity to prove the critics wrong, to show that we can get things done this year for the American people. Creates a corporate tax code that allows American businesses to be more competitive globally, that incentivizes manufacturing in the United States.
Yeah, so there you go. Another twist. The Republicans were pushing the idea of you've got to slice that corporate tax. Obama comes in and says, yeah, let's give the people what they want. Okay, that's what we're going to do. And let's propose that. Of course, that has to run through Congress, but let's throw it out there. It's not going to hurt us since so many people are asking about that. Get enough people to jump on board, and boom, I own it, whether it passes or not. Man, it's crazy. It's a whacked-out world, I'm telling you. And they're taking advantage because guess what? The Obama people found a loophole. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Well, it's now hard and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck spell has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, we're back on America Tonight, getting ready for another weekend count. And boy, do we have some interesting numbers for you in the world of figures. Let me tell you, if I could do it again, I'd be a cop in the Hamptons. Oh, my. The highest pension payout for the Southampton Police. $110,000. That was last year. Total pension payouts increases from 10 to 11 was 3.6%. Total police. There we go. Woo! It is shocking. Yeah, more reasons to become a cop in this, in Southampton, like I said. Besides the pensions, the total active pension agreements, 2.3 million. So sadly for the younger cops, they've had to lay some off because they can't afford this ticking time bomb of the pension plan. It used to be pretty good though to be a cop there. 110 in a pension payout. Not too bad. I mean, what's going on in the Hamptons? Have they had a murder there ever? Once, I think. Of course, you have a few other little prickly things you have to deal with, like all the rich people who might not be so nice to you, but after all, you're in the car with the siren. Who's in control? How about Magic TV? Oprah did it. Now Magic wants to do it. He's got a basic cable, rather, television network that would target black viewers with positive, uplifting images, they say, of African Americans. It's a 24-hour deal, too, a 24-hour station that will include a variety of types of media. I'll be curious about what kind of media they run through there. But Magic Johnson, he did so well with his theaters that he is just making more money, probably more, way more money than he made when he was playing hoops, even though he did quite well. It was everything afterwards that had him really pulling in the dough. You know the Scream painting? Sotheby's is going to offer the only owned version of that work, the Scream, at a May 2nd auction in New York City, where they think they're going to get probably about $80 million. It might be the highest pre-sale value the auction has ever put on a work of art, but they believe that there's enough people that are interested. It's an 1895 piece of work by the Norwegian businessman Peter Olsen, whose father was a friend, neighbor, and patron of the artist who did the Scream. So you get it. A ton of money that they'll get, probably, based on the interest of the pre-sale. So that's big time. Would you be surprised to learn that Whitney Houston had a drug cocktail before she died? At least that's being reported anyway at the Beverly Hills Hilton. This was before the Grammys. We certainly know that. According to RadarOnline.com, for what it's worth, it's a gossipy site. Their sources insist that her heart stopped beating because her respiratory system was suppressed by the anti-anxiety meds that she was taking. We're talking about a couple of them, Valium and Xanax, too, recovered from her room following her death on February 11th. So the Xanax mixed with the alcohol, that'll do it. That'll push you over the edge if you've got too much. All right, let's talk about in your system. We saw that with talk about things in your system. We saw that with Michael Jackson. Poll numbers, baby. Let's show you a few of them. It looks like Mitt is going to pump up the volume and spend some more dough in Michigan because of what they're seeing in the results. The massive spending has it helped him or hurt him? But neck and neck, Romney and Santorum, too close to call. In fact, in Michigan, Romney would have 32% of the vote to Santorum's 30, while in the nation's eyes, Santorum would have 36%, Romney 26%. So you got a big negative ad blitz happening in Michigan, the must-win state, and the numbers are there for a reason. There is a chance that could be tight, especially in Michigan. Not a shocker. That's why I said you can follow the numbers, and it's not that difficult. How about the Nook? A lot of people get the Kindle. It costs more money. I'm a Nook person. So, you know, you don't have to read books. Now you don't have to find 20,000 bookshelves for them. I still like books, and I read books, but I have a Nook, too. And the Nook, boy, it really went down. The 16G device sells for $249. Amazon.com's Kindle Fire has an 8-gig drive in it, and it sells for $199. $199. How about that? A drop in the bucket for most of the people that are picking it up. I'm telling you, a drop in the bucket. As we continue, just quickly here on We Can Count, one last one for you. How about Netflix inking a deal with the Weinsteins? Netflix, I mean, really, just such a black eye over what they did, trying to rip people off and slap on a fee and say, oh, yeah, didn't you realize I slapped an extra $7 on top of the $7 I was already charging you? So in a crazy, mixed-up world, the Weinsteins get, you know, in the Academy Awards and what's happening with them, they'll be able to stream it because they're now part owner. So the mail order video rental service, it has to match up, but that's looking like a pretty sweetheart deal for them, to say the least. And those are big numbers probably that will come in. Netflix stock has fallen 3.7%. It's like in the neighborhood of $17 and change. But the interest is there with this spiked deal, which was the idea. And I think it probably will make it much more, I think it will make it much more viable, in other words. And I'm an ex-Netflix person, but I still don't think I could go there. I couldn't go there and have to pay double after what they put all of us through and sent us that letter begging us not to bail. All right, speaking of not bailing, you might have noticed this player in the playoffs, because we were doing Nail the Score, and so many of you were paying attention to what was happening in football. Brandon Jacobs has 1 year remaining on his contract amid speculation he's not going to return to the Giants. The Giants beating the Patriots, winning the World Series. Brandon Jacobs is a stud. He moves the chains all the time. So he's saying he spoke to his agent and he hopes to be back with the Giants next season. He's not looking to go anywhere else. And he's a big asset. He's a big asset to the Giants. I don't think they really want him to go anywhere else. To me, that could be, you'd be poisoning the well, and that would come back to bite you probably somewhere soon. I'd have to look at a calendar and figure out where that is, but I could certainly see it happening without a doubt. And here we go again with DSK. This is our last one for We Can Count. He is back in jail. How interesting is that? Caught once, you know, you fooled us. Caught the second time, shame on you. And if he gets out of it again, then forget it for a third time. But what happened is he was could have been part of this orgy at a Washington hotel a few days before the International Monetary Fund chief was arrested in New York. On charges of attempting to rape a hotel maid. The charges were dropped over doubts about the maid's credibility, but DSK finds himself in prison, and in prison because he admitted to attending sex parties, but he could face up to 20 years in prison on charges of aggravated pimping, saying he knew he had sex with hookers and the money getting there illegally. What?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
In this edition of For Your Health in America Tonight, joining us now, he's in the virtual green room, and we spared no expense. I think he's got one of those high-priced lattes in his hand right now. If he could put those down, we've got Dr. Charles Powell joining us. He's a cosmetic surgeon. And what's really cool about Dr. Powell is that he's involved in this thing called cellulase. And somebody was telling me about this a couple of weeks ago in Dallas. And then when I went to Washington, they were talking about it as well. It's a brand new thing, a cutting-edge way to treat cellulite. So the first thing I want to ask you, and what there's a lot of misconceptions about it, what is cellulite? How do you get cellulite?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, cellulite itself is often misunderstood as being a disease of being overweight or obese or older, but the truth of the matter is cellulite is a disease of the skin itself. And over time, it's something that develops to where over 85% of women in our country over age 25 deal with some form of it or another. The real pathology that it is indiscriminate of age, indiscriminate of body size, and it's truly made up of little fibers that occur underneath the skin that start to form as they shorten and cause these dimples as they occur, and other parts that actually cause fat to herniate, causing the bumps that you see. So the combination of the lumps and then the dimples together usually cause that unsightly appearance.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, you know, the old sayings, cottage cheese, legs, and all kinds of things. But I didn't realize that young. So 25, that starts.
Yeah, it can. I mean, it's not for everybody, and it's very interesting. The amount of women that deal with it that have just found ways to hide it or to treat it has been amazing to deal with. And what I mean is we get a lot of clients that are in for a multitude of reasons, but that is one commonality they all have is cellulite.
Yeah, so tell us what cellulase is, and try to give us kind of a picture. I'm forming a mental picture of how you treat this. It's, you know, forget the lotions and everything else. What is it that has worked, and why is this now starting to become a big craze?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, one of the best ways to put it, without getting too technical, is a really good analogy and a picture that my friend painted for me as I was trying to explain it to him. Basically, up to this point, treating cellulite has almost been like trying to straighten out the sheets through the bedspread. If you've ever had wrinkled sheets underneath the bedspread, everybody's seen it, and they've tried to, you know, straighten it out without getting to the source. And that's what's happened up to this point with treatment for cellulite. They essentially are trying to treat it through the bed sheets, and it just doesn't work. Cellulase, in a sense, gets up underneath there and straightens the bed sheets out. Now, what truly happens, it's actually considered a minimally invasive procedure. So up to this point, the creams, the RF frequency, and everything else that tries to treat cellulite through the skin hasn't been that successful. This is the new FDA-approved treatment, which uses tiny little 3-millimeter incisions, and only a few of them, to actually go in underneath the skin and get those fibers and actually release them. If you take a moment and kind of visualize a trampoline and a rope tied to the middle of the trampoline, kind of pulling it down, causing this dimple effect that we're talking about, and imagine releasing that rope and letting things kind of come back out. It's an amazing, amazing process.
How long does it take?
It's variable. Of course, it depends on the amount of cellulite that's there. The procedure itself, from start to finish, probably takes about an hour to an hour and a half. However, there's a lot of prep time. There's preoperative evaluation followed by a few preoperative medications, the time that it comes in, takes to come into the office, and the time, of course, that it takes for postoperative care. So actually in the office, you're there for maybe about 3 hours, and you can expect to be out of work for anywhere from about a day or two afterwards. Although I will tell you, I had a school teacher that we operated on yesterday, and she was back at work today, no problems.
Oh, that's good news, because that's what people want, in and out. And where mostly are we talking about that most women, most females, because this could be men too, but where are most females getting the treatment and where you've seen it really be effective?
Well, cellulite can occur in a number of different areas. They can be in areas not so common, such as the arms and the upper part of the abdomen, but more so where we're treating is going to be on the buttocks and the posterior thighs, the thighs on the backside. However, we also commonly treat the thighs on the outside, the lateral thighs, the front, and the middle as well.
Wow. And are you finding that any men are interested in this too, or is this strictly females?
Absolutely. The majority of what we're treating are women, and the majority of people with cellulite are females. However, some men do get this disease process. It's probably less than 5% of the cases that we do. However, their cases are equally as successful.
Yeah. What's been the reaction? Because you were talking about the school teacher. I can imagine she was thrilled to pieces that it was able to be done so quickly. Once, you know, you actually treat somebody and then they see the results, what kind of feedback have you gotten?
It's been absolutely amazing. Again, you're talking about a disease state that has been treated, I don't want to say the word mistreated, but not treated appropriately for a long time, and to suddenly have something that gives them some relief. I can't tell you. One of my favorite things to do is when we're doing the preoperative evaluation at the consult. A lot of times our women are very self-conscious. They don't want to take the robe down and take a look at these areas. And it's amazing. I watch their body language, and so many of them take their eyes and turn it immediately away from the mirror as soon as their skin is revealed. And when I see them for the post-operative follow-up, and I see them looking at themselves in the mirror when they say, "I've looked away from mirrors when I walk by them for years," and to watch them look at themselves in the mirror, it's very fulfilling, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I happened to see Barry Carpenter's piece about zapping cellulite, and this was a daughter, a mother, and a grandmother. What was it like treating them? That had to be interesting.
Well, Well, that's got to be one of my most interesting stories yet. I've got a lot of them, trust me, over the years. But this was actually a beautiful opportunity to further explain to people about cellulite being indiscriminate for age groups. Originally, the consultation was from the 41-year-old mother, the one in between the three generations. And she had come in and was interested in getting some liposuction and body contouring with the Smart Lipo that I do. And, we were looking at it, and her problem really wasn't being overweight or wasn't not having that she didn't have good contours. It was the cellulite. And this was about 6 months ago. Now, I couldn't say anything. I knew cellulase was under FDA investigation. And at that time, we really shouldn't be talking about it to patients. But I just kind of held back, and I trusted her. And I just said, there will be something better. Can you wait? And she trusted me on it. So when I finally called her in after cellulose was approved just January 31st of this year, I told her, I said, I've got your solution, the one we've been waiting on. And she came in, and within 3 days, she had her daughter in, who was 24 years old, and she had her mother in, who's 59, about to turn 60. And it was amazing because they were just like, can we just do it all on the same day? I'm like, absolutely. Why not? So that's the first in my history, and any of my comrades that I work with, they don't think I've operated on three generations in one day either, but we certainly did it.
Yeah. You mentioned the day in January, the FDA approval. That had to be a huge moment when you knew this was coming. You said, just wait. So I guess you got the sense that, okay, all the ducks are in a row, and this is going to go through with the FDA, and it can be with the clinical trials and everything, just a rigorous process that takes the wind out of your sails. So how excited were you when you got that approval?
Let's just say there were a lot of high fives and hugs in my house because we had anxiously watched this, as it got approved in Europe almost a year ago, and then as it got approved in Canada back in August. You know, the FDA is very stringent about what it does, and I thank them for that. We don't want things introduced that shouldn't be and are unsafe for the public, but all that we were seeing in the preliminary data was just amazing, and we wanted to bring this technology to the country. So I have been working very closely with Cynosure ever since I've been doing Smart Life with Triflex with them. Wonderful company, and they knew what I wanted to do with this, and so I was actually one of the first people selected to have it in the country. Our team of cosmetic and plastic force certified surgeons that we have at FemSmart are very proud to have that technology, but it was joy that you would not believe because we finally got something to treat cellulite with.
Yeah, no kidding. And the idea, too, that you've got the side light, right, the 3D laser, the cellulase laser fiber. I mean, and it's, as you mentioned, it's leveling out the bumps of fat. You gave us the analogy in treating the dimples. And then stimulation with the collagen production that actually then pulls it all together. It's the elasticness of your skin that you were treating, right?
In part, it's actually a three-part process. Their side light firing technology is actually an advancement or improvement to their triplex laser. Their triplex laser, which we mostly use for body contouring, uses three different wavelengths of light for the laser. One of those wavelengths, the 1440 nanometer, is actually used in the side firing technology to help direct that energy specifically toward targeted areas, causing less damage to the tissue around it. So, for example, if we're treating the nodules, one of the lumps that actually occur, we fire the laser downward to actually melt some of the fat underneath it. If we're trying to treat the pits, the dimples that occur because of the fibrous bands that are pulling them down, we actually turn that laser sideways and we cut right through them. And then the final and third final part of the treatment is actually to turn that beam straight up underneath the skin, where we do a treatment right up underneath the skin that stimulates the fibroblasts to produce collagen. And that's what's absolutely amazing about this. If you look at our website or Cellulase website, you actually see photographs over time that actually show not only just great improvement at 3 months, but continued improvement even 1 year out because the body continues to produce more collagen over that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we will check that out. I did. I was actually looking at some of the photographs earlier. Dr. Powell, thanks so much and continued success with your new product. We appreciate the time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
After 20 debates, who do you like if you were to boil it down? Gingrich, Romney, Ron Paul, Santorum. A lot of you not understanding why Ron Paul, who is popular with a lot of the younger people and actually a lot of people who are older, he kind of swings the gamut. Liberty, give me liberty. Smaller government. Let's edit the Federal Reserve. I couldn't agree with that more. The absolute power of Ben Bernanke annoys me to no end, and the way that they can use that quantitative easing and just pump more phony money into the economy, just one of my probably biggest spurs under my saddle, if you will. So I agree with that. Ron Paul, Santorum, Romney, Gingrich could have a brokered convention That would be interesting as well. I'm all for that elusive, but somewhere in the horizon, third party. Give us, oh, please, give us another alternative, because it's rough sledding out there. If somebody gets tagged with a franchise, it's like in football, they tag you with a franchise. You really don't want that unless you're making incredible, incredible, mind-blowing money. So who's the franchise tag? That's like the establishment guy. Oh, the worst. All right, and I say jaw-dropping. Have you gone to any hospitals lately? Unfortunately, I've had to spend some time at a hospital in New Jersey, and I see how people are coming and going and have a account for people, and I can see, unfortunately, how somebody could get into a hospital and cause some mayhem. And there was an employee, although this would be obvious if they have a badge, but an employee at a Connecticut hospital, we have lots of listeners in Connecticut, that shot two of his supervisors after a disciplinary deal. Boy, do you really want to be the boss anymore? Because when you do your job and you take somebody down, you never know if they're going to go crazy on you. And this is exactly what happens. Very sad. Hospital for Special Care in New Britain, that's where this happened. Before the shooting, the suspect was in a disciplinary problem, a dispute. And then the gunman decided that Victor Varelcell is his name. He decided that it was unfair, and he flipped his gourd and went in and decided to take him out. So Lynn Trask and Robert Berlucci were in serious but stable condition after the shooting. And the hospital, which has about 230 beds, was on lockdown after that. Is that not the worst? You go to the hospital, it's on lockdown? Well, what happened? Oh, well, some guy who worked here didn't like that he was on disciplinary probation and decided he would shoot the supervisors. Nice. I mean, terrible. I mean, absolutely disgraceful thing. It's more than disgraceful. That doesn't even describe it. It's more bad behavior, ridiculous backlash for whatever reason. And you can't go around shooting people when you don't like what your job review is. And that is here's the thing. The guy's dangerous to himself and anybody else he comes in contact with, I would say. All right, let's move from that one to the lacrosse player. This was a jaw-dropping story when it happened. It was a very depressing story, actually. And the lacrosse player is a handsome young guy. So a jury found, and then he gets 26 years. He could get up to 26 years when he gets sentenced, but a jury returned a recommendation on Wednesday, hours after finding. And that was their recommendation, by the way, that he'd be sentenced to 26 years. What he did was he was found guilty of second-degree murder and grand larceny in the death of Yardley Love, his girlfriend. So, I mean, this was got huge national attention. And of course, it should, because it was just so darn depressing. This is the star athlete, good-looking, 22-year-old guy who. And they both played lacrosse for the university, right? And what a university, University of Virginia, not even easy to get in. So they were dating, and he flipped out and killed her. And the jury found him guilty, thank goodness. Well, they didn't agree with the prosecution that Hughley was guilty of first-degree murder, and they acquitted him on several other charges, including robbery, breaking and entering, and whatnot. And he's never denied that he was in her apartment nor that they had a fight. The big crux of the case was the portraits of Hughley, who they say killed Love in a jealous rage, while the defense argued it was accidental. Oof, I accidentally killed my girlfriend. Accidentally. Are you kidding? If I was a parent sitting there in the courtroom, that'd be tough to stomach that. Good news is they got him, they nailed him, and now it's a sentencing question, and that's it. Goodbye to you, because you can't get back that daughter's life. Can't get get her back. And for what? I mean, here's my two first stories, and I guess that's why I say they're jaw-dropping. One idiot because he's upset with the supervisor's report. And I get that, where you can get screwed around on a job. But to go back, freak out, and shoot to kill two people, you have now not only ruined their lives, but destroyed, completely annihilated. I mean, annihilated your own life. And then this other guy, same thing. Says it's accidental that he kills his girlfriend. Come on, give me a break. Come up with something better than that. It was accidental. I don't know how I did it. Could it be that you squeezed the life out of her? Okay, let's move to another odds and ends. I like to call it that. And this is another thing that would be shocking to us in the United States, and just more proof. For any of you who just happen to trip onto the show, why do we live in one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth? Because we don't have children who are soldiers like they do in Somalia. More and more, it's like a child army. We're talking 10 years old in horrific conditions. And Al-Shabaab is targeting those kids to replenish the people who are dying off. So they got child soldiers everywhere. And some sad things are starting to happen, and Human Rights Watch is monitoring what's going on. Because the Al-Shabaab fighters abduct young girls and boys from their houses, from schools, and sometimes taking entire classes. How do you do that? Okay, we'll get the one side of the room, you get the other. Don't let them squeal. Put some tape over their lips. And honestly, the crux of it is you have kids with no fear that like the attention they're getting, and that can be dangerous. That can be very, very dangerous. And more importantly, in Somalia, it's ridiculous. You don't want to rescue these kids. Let them go play games. Let them be a kid, in other words, instead of a soldier. Instead of a violent soldier looking for trouble and being trigger happy. All right, don't forget, you can always shoot me an email about some of the things you might have missed on the show at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up on our next show, we'll have our cheap movie review, and boy, there's some pretty good ones out. The Act of Valor, that looks good, about the Navy SEALs. Also, Tyler Perry has a silly comedy called Good Deeds, and there's another one called Gone that's coming out. If you've never heard of them, don't worry. I'll get into a description when we do our movie review on our very, very next show. So mark it down, Scooby-Doo.